Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and today is the first in a two-part series on the discovery in California at a large dairy operation of a cow with mad cow disease. My guest is Dr. John Fetro, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine at the University of Minnesota. He does research, he teaches, and he's an expert on BSE, or mad cow disease. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Is it an isolated incident, or is this a symptom of something that's more prevalent in agriculture right now?
As far as we know, and we're only a few days since the single cow was identified in California, as far as we know, it is completely an isolated incident. It is a single cow that was properly handled and properly identified and never got anywhere near the food system.
How do these animals contract this disease? Is it something that's passed from animal to animal? Is it something that's in the feed? How does that happen?
There appears to be sort of two mechanisms for the disease in cattle. The first is the classic large outbreak that originated in England, which was derived from feeding ruminant byproducts, meaning cows, sheep byproducts, back into dairy cows, and the disease was spread quite extensively among particularly the English and to a more limited degree into Europe and a very limited degree into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, one cow. And that seems to be the classic way that it got transmitted and came to the public's attention. The case in California appears to be the second mechanism. It appears that every now and then, for spontaneous reasons, a cow will, if you will, mutate the proteins in her brain to a new folding, and that new folded protein in her brain, called a prion, then induces its neighboring normal proteins to fold improperly, and that new improperly folded protein is what leads to mad cow disease. And so the single cow in California, the best I know, and I think the best anybody knows, is just one of those spontaneous, accidental refolding in a single cow. There's no evidence that I'm aware of in the California case that it's part, you know, it's the tip of an iceberg or part of a bigger outbreak. It appears to be one single cow that just spontaneously did this to herself.
Is it common practice to have the ruminant, as you called it, content in the feed for dairy cattle? Is that something that's typical, or is that not done in the U.S.?
Not done in the United States. It's illegal to take ruminant byproduct feeds and feed them back to ruminants, and has been for, well, quite some time now. And so the risk of transmission by the big scale outbreak version in England is very, very low in the United States simply because we don't have that feeding practice.
Got it. My guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio has been Dr. John Fetro, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota. This is part one of a two-part series. We'll be doing the next part next week. I want to thank Dr. Fetro. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.